You're listening to The Sports Moment.
April 30th, 2024.
Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Well, the Twins continued their role with their eighth straight win, and the Timberwolves now know who they will play in the second round of the NBA playoffs. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Craig Olson Sports Memories and Sports Moments podcast. And our sports moments today focus on two regional teams, the Twins and the Timberwolves, as both are continuing their outstanding play as of late. And for the Minnesota Twins, the winning streak is now 8 games, and they are only 4 games behind the Cleveland Guardians in the American League Central, and their record has improved to 2 games over 500 at 15-13. Now, the 8-game winning streak is the longest streak since June of 2011, so that's quite a gap. Max Kepler had the tie-breaking RBI single in the 9th inning, driving in Byron Buxton, who had doubled to start the inning, and the Twins beat the White Sox by a score of 3-2. Now, Joe Ryan gave up 2 runs right away in the 1st inning, but Carlos Santana got him back with a 2-run homer in the 2nd. And from there, well, it was a pretty good performance by Ryan as he went 6 solid innings. And the bullpen did the job as well. Brock Stewart worked the 7th, Griffin Jacks the 8th, and then Caleb Thielbar came in and got the save with kind of a shaky 9th, but got the job done. One of the things that was a highlight about last night's game was the return of shortstop Carlos Correa to the lineup. He was reinstated from the 10-day injured list after he missed 16 games with a strained right rib cage muscle. Now, he went 0 for 4 at the plate, but made some very good defensive plays, and of course he does that game in and game out. Minnesota optioned utility player Austin Martin to AAA St. Paul to make room on the roster for Correa. You can bet, though, that Martin will be back. He had a really good stint with the Twins in the absence of Correa. Simeon Woods Richardson will get the ball tonight for Minnesota. He is 1-0 with a 2.45 ERA, stepping into the spot that Louis Varland occupied at the start of the season. Varland pretty ineffective. Richardson has done really well. Hopefully that continues tonight. Last week he went 5 innings against Chicago, allowing 7 hits and striking out 6 batters. Right-hander Michael Soroka will pitch for the White Sox in Game 2 of that 3-game series tonight on the south side of Chicago. Matinee game tomorrow will close out the 3-game series and the 7-game road trip as the Twins come home to host the Red Sox on the weekend. Well, Pemberton Law is one of the sponsors of our podcast, and we appreciate their support of what we are doing. And, of course, Pemberton Law, no stranger to this community. They have been around since 1883, and they carry a legacy of trustworthy and reputable legal representation that dates all the way back to 1883. You can find out more about Pemberton Law online at pemlaw.com, or stop by one of their offices in Fergus Falls, Wadena, Detroit Lakes, and Alexandria. Lake Area Docks and Lifts, getting excited. It's almost summertime, folks, right? Turn the calendar to May tomorrow. Well, you're going to find premium waterfront equipment sales, service, and installation from Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Best quality and service at the best prices. Just ask your neighbor at the lake about Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Lake Area Docks and Lifts, more than just docks and lifts. Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
LeBron James and the Lakers are out. Eliminated by the Denver Nuggets in 5 games. Last night, Denver won the game 108-106 to send the Lakers to the sidelines and to set up the second-round matchup in the NBA playoffs between the Timberwolves and the Nuggets. Now, last year, the Timberwolves lost to the Nuggets in five games in the first round of the playoffs. So now they will have a second round matchup. And it could be different this time around. It's been an interesting four games this year between these two teams. The Timberwolves started with an impressive 110-89 win over the Nuggets the first time they played back on November 1st, long time ago. But since March 19th, they've played three more games, Nuggets winning 115-112 at Target Center. And then the Timberwolves went to Denver on March 29th and beat the Nuggets on their home floor, 111-98. The last meeting between the two teams was on April 10th, and the Nuggets won at home 116-107. So they have split their four games on the season, with each team winning one at home and one on the road. So the best of seven second round NBA playoff series gets underway on Saturday with game one in Denver. Game two will be Monday in Denver, and then games three and four on May 10th and May 12th at Target Center. And then we'll see what happens from there. If there are more games needed, they would then rotate with game five in Denver, game six in Minnesota, and game seven, if necessary, back in Denver. At any rate, it should be a great series because those two teams have a pretty good history. The Lakers have their training camp underway. They will play their first preseason game at Target Center on Friday against Chicago, and then they will play in Washington on Wednesday, May 8th, in their other preseason game. And the Lynx will begin their 26th WNBA season at Seattle on Tuesday, May 14th, and then they will host the Storm at 8:30 p.m. on Friday, May 17th, in their home opener. The 2024 campaign includes 40 regular season games from May 14th through September 19th, and includes a month-long break while the USA basketball women's national team participates in the Olympic Games. And that's in Paris, of course, beginning on the 26th of July. And an NFL note for you. The Kansas City Chiefs gave tight end Travis Kelce a significant raise with a new two-year contract on Monday. The deal is worth $34.25 million, with $17 million fully guaranteed for this season, and most of the rest to be guaranteed on the third day of the 2025 league year. So Kelce and Patrick Mahomes will be able to do it for at least two more years together with that Kansas City Chiefs team that has been pretty remarkable. Locally, yesterday, light day, few games. Otter Tail Central won their game against Frazee 3-2 in high school baseball. Noah Link went six innings and allowed only one earned run, did not get the decision. The win went to Lane Dilley, who surrendered two hits and one run in three innings on the mound, striking out four and walking none. And a good day for the Bulldogs as they continue their great play. They had 10 hits in the game. Dilley led the squad with three hits and four at-bats. Noah Link, Aiden Olson, and Soren Flodin each drove in a run. Flodin's run was the game winner in the ninth inning. Otter Tail Central plays in Henning tonight against Wadena Deer Creek. In baseball, also yesterday, Pelican Rapids scored four unearned runs in the sixth inning, breaking a 1-1 tie and taking a 5-1 victory over Brandon Evansville. And the Moorhead Spuds got a good pitching performance. They had gave up only two hits. Jordan Kunau had both hits for Alexandria, a double and a solo homer, but the Spuds win 7-1 over the Cardinals. And Pelican Rapids softball team exploded for 28 runs on Monday, 12 of them crossing the plate in the first inning. The Vikings handed Staples Motley a 28-12 defeat in that game. Claudia Garath scored six runs and drove in four for the Vikings. Zayla Arrow also knocked in four runs for Pelican Rapids. And Myron Thomas had five runs batted in for the Vikings. Pretty impressive win for Derek Nelson's girls. And that's going to do it for our podcast today. Hey, thanks for joining us. Hope you'll come back and visit again tomorrow. And I also hope you'll check out our feature podcast on Otter basketball and Pelican Rapids basketball that have been put up in the recent weeks. And we also have part one of a three-part Fergus Falls Otter Boys Hockey History podcast that is scheduled to go up later this week on our Sports Moments and Memories podcast with Craig Olson. So be checking those out, too. I think you'll enjoy the history part of the sports memory feature that we provide on our podcast. Have a great day.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson, sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.